Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Well, here we are again on this New Year's Eve day, perhaps assessing 2012. That's what we asked Farm Bureau President Mark Haney to do, tying it in with his year in Pulaski County, where they're centered on tree fruit production. Most of us know about the 2012 drought. His problems started a little earlier.
Most folks that were in fruit and a lot of vegetable growers experienced that spring freeze frost back in April that really did hurt the crop, not only just in Kentucky, but really from Tennessee all the way to the Canadian border. It pretty well damaged all the fruit crop through there. As bad as it was in our area, it was kind of one of those things that may have been a blessing in disguise, because we had a pretty heavy fruit set in our orchard. Had that amount of crop on the trees and then experienced the drought that we had in the summer, it would have been even more devastating. So it wasn't a good year, really. It was not a good year for fruit producers and a lot of producers.
Haney says there were obvious challenges in 2012, but he says farmers will bounce back with better crops ahead and a positive attitude.
The drought situation and heat situation really was devastating to the corn crop in Kentucky, as we know. And now that we've got that behind us, everyone's looking for a better year in 2013.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Winter driving is most dangerous on wet roads when the temperature is at or below 32 degrees. Hello, this is Trooper Dean Patterson of the Kentucky State Police. If you must travel during inclement weather, slow down and take your time. Tell others what routes you will take and when you plan to arrive. Don't assume that roads that are treated with salt are safe. There might be slick spots. Keep your gas tank at least half full to prevent your gas line from freezing and to use to run your engine in case you get stranded. This winter, drive like your life and others depends on it, because it does.
Back with Farm Bureau President Mark Haney, who at the group's recent annual meeting says he picked up on the mood of optimism with farmers despite the dry, hot spells of 2012.
Even though we experienced a terrible drought, we had some results that was unexpected. Tobacco crop has really been good, you know. Soybean crop, everyone had above expected yields. Got rain late that was more timely for a soybean crop production, and we were surprised. Cattle prices have remained good. So over the past, I guess, five-year run, agriculture in Kentucky's had a pretty good run. Everyone understands that you have these blips, but the future of agriculture looks positive and strong, especially in Kentucky.
As always, there will be challenges, but he says farmers are ready to meet them. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.